All right, everybody, welcome to How to Block Time Without the BS. I'm going to let you know that the title of this course came from Logan himself. I had a conversation with him and I said, what would be a good title that would let people know exactly what this course is about? And he was like, How to Block Time Without the BS. And I was like, I'm teaching him well, just like I'm going to teach you well today. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about why we do this, and then I'm going to go into how we do it, and then you're going to have some videos on exactly what to do with planning pages. So one of the things that I am giving you guys is my own personal planning pages. Now, these are not branded. They don't have fancy pants stuff all over them. These are legit the ones that I created and that I use every single day for me. I think that obviously they're the best. It's why I do so well on managing my time and not falling into bullshit mental traps and all the kinds of things. So I am giving them all to you so that you can use. I also want you using your planner. You're going to notice that they're going to be very similar. Not only are we going to be deciding ahead of time what we eat every day, we're going to be deciding ahead of time what we think every day and how we spend our time. So I think that that's one of the things I really want to convey throughout this entire little mini course is that when you decide ahead of time your food, you decide ahead of time how you're going to think for the day, and you decide ahead of time how you're going to show up with your time, guys, the world is your oyster. You're going to conquer things so much better deciding rather than going through life, reacting, wishing that you had more time, hoping that you're going to eat well, and all those things. So why are we doing this? Number one, I want to teach you how to reduce decision fatigue. So just like we do in our 24-hour plan, we do that so that you're not making decisions about what you're going to eat when you're tired, you're stressed, and you're overwhelmed. The same principle applies in time. We are going to decide what we're doing ahead of time so that we're not figuring out the next thing to do, like trying to create what we're going to be doing in our work life when we're tired, overwhelmed, or stressed. So what we want to do is we want to reduce the decision fatigue. When you start your day, knowing what you're going to do, it's all well planned out. Guess what? You get to go through your day following the plan. It's going to make you feel better. You're going to feel relief. I also just want to tell you guys, people who are decisive about how they show up in their day with their time, they get the sense of accomplishment. They get to feel productive. They know that what needed to get done, got done. And guess what reduces in the evening? You don't need to overeat. Why do you think we're stuffing our faces every single night? Because we're sitting around all day long trying to figure out what to do next, making decisions all day long, and we wear ourselves out mentally. So the first thing is we're going to do this so we want to get that decision fatigue reduced so that we're not eating, we're not overreacting, we're not just responding and saying yes to anything because we don't know what the hell's going on. The second thing is it's going to provide certainty. So when you plan your day, you get to spend the rest of the day certain about what comes next. A lot of us are just going through life like, I don't know what's going to happen. You're always thinking, life's just such a shit show. Shit just happens. Like, we're going to not sit around anymore and have a shit show life. People who plan their time can handle when the shit comes in. The people who can't handle shit storms are the ones that never have a plan to begin with. Everything seems overwhelming. Everything's a catastrophe. You are going to give yourself certainty. You're going to be able to count on, I know what to do today. I know what I've planned today. And not only do I know what I'm doing and what I planned, I know that I made the decisions to do these things with the best intentions, just like your 24-hour plan. We decide with the version of us that gives a shit about our goals, it gives a shit about our dreams, and gives a shit about the results we want. We're going to do the same thing with our time. We're going to be planning with the best version of ourselves, that frontal brain, the thinking side of our brain. That's the person who's going to make the decisions, not the person who's using excuses all day long to overreact when somebody wants us to do things, to say, well, I can't work out because so-and-so wants me to go do this. We're not going to do that anymore. The next thing that it does when you plan your time, it allows you to think on purpose. So I kind of have covered this, but I want to just say one more time, it's really important for us to stop thinking on default, to stop allowing the autopilot version of us run the show. We're going to decide on purpose how we're going to spend our time each day, just like we're going to decide on purpose how we're going to eat each day. Everything that I teach you in No BS when it comes to your food can totally be applied to how you do your time. You're going to plan your time realistically. You're not going to sit there and plan your time like all of a sudden you're some kind of like organization maven. You're going to start where you're at. You're going to learn the fundamentals. We're going to keep it simple. We're going to learn the basics, and then we're going to just plan on purpose. We're going to decide ahead of time with purpose. The other thing is it's going to free you from worry and spiraling. A lot of us are spending our days worrying about, are we going to get it all done? Spiraling in thoughts of, there's no way I have enough time. All of that bullshit stops. When you actually have a plan, you got it blocked on your day, you know whether you have time or not. You take away worry and you take away spiraling when you decide ahead of time on purpose and with certainty, this is what I have time for today. And the last thing it's going to do is it's going to make you prioritize. Because if you got a list as long as my arm and you've only got this much time, it's going to force you to make decisions. It's going to force you to start saying yes to the right things and no to the right things. Rather than just thinking you can get it all done and then spending your day overwhelmed, procrastinating, driving yourself to your pantry to eat to get through all of it. So this is why we're doing it. This is why I wanted to teach you guys this, because right now we need to learn more than ever in this life how to make decisions with our best self, have some certainty, think on purpose, and stop just reacting. So that's why we are doing this. Now, let's talk about how do you actually time block? What I want you guys to do is notice I've broken it down into four simple steps. Why do you think I've done this? Because it's the No BS way to time block. I teach you four basics in eating. I'm going to teach you the four basics of time blocking. It is no more complicated than that. The very first thing you're going to do, which is the easiest step, is you're going to make a to-do list, a giganto one. Now, you have two options. Just like you have with me, like I like to plan my food for a week. I've gotten really good at it. I plan for the entire week, and then each day I look at my weekly food plan. I just make tweaks if I need to, and then there I am. I'm all done. If you're just starting, I highly recommend you just do this process each day. And if you are somebody who's like, you know, I've been planning and stuff for a long time, I think I can do a whole week. Do that. The key is do what feels right. Don't do what you think is right. Do what feels right in your body. If you know you tend to get overwhelmed, don't freaking start doing a whole week at one time. Do one day at a time. So I'm going to walk you through how I do it, and we're going to pretend we're just doing it on a daily basis. So the first thing you do is you make a to-do list. So I like to get up in the morning, get my coffee. Coffee makes me awesome. I sit on the couch, and this couch right behind us, and I make a list of everything I know I need to get done that day. That's going to include workouts. It's going to include errands, my family time, my personal time. If I need to have boom, boom that day, boom, boom goes on the list. All my work stuff goes on the list. And it's a brain dump. Guys, you already know how to do a thought download. We're literally doing a thought download as a to-do list, which is going to make a lot of you happy, because you're just always like, a lot of times my thought downloads turn into to-do lists. Well, good, because that's what we're doing now. But you want to keep going back. Give yourself at least a good 5 to 10 minutes to put all of it there. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to take the list and you're going to take and highlight the personal items first for the day. I want you to do that because we always plan our personal stuff first. This is how we build in self-care or all the things that we always say we don't have time to do. We're going to plan our personal things first. We're going to make the time for all of it. So if you look at my daily every day, there is always my workouts on there. Anytime that I'm going to journal, my shower time is on there. Like I put everything on my daily to-do list. I know when I'm doing things. It gives me certainty. There's a little sense of like organization and relief that comes from knowing I got me taken care of today. Before I take care of the world, I know all this is done. Even like if I'm going to do laundry, if I'm going to do dishes, whatever it is, there's spots for all of it. I usually even plan the time I would like to be in bed. So this is when I want to be in bed. And if I want to read, that goes in there. The second thing you're going to do is you are going to highlight in a different color. I just like highlighting things. I think it makes things nice and easy. The work stuff. So make sure that personal and work stuff are different colors so that you can kind of see all the things you have. Now, all you're going to do is you're going to get your daily calendar. You're going to use my worksheet and you're going to write in the things you're going to get done. So if you have a list of personal things, like if you're going to work out or whatever, you block. I just draw a line just like this. I block out the time and then I write in whatever's going to get done there. I do not write in personal time. I don't write in bullshit like work, commute. I don't write stuff like that in there. Here's what I do. I write in exactly what's going to get done. And that is the key. When you are time blocking, you are not writing what you like a, I don't know, a subject heading. We're writing like, this is what I will accomplish during this time. This is what I will get done during this time. And this is so important, especially when it comes to your work, because you're going to need to break down the things that you do and you're going to need to write in those things. So like when I do admin, like I'll have a block called admin. It will say, empty my email, check all of my Slack messages. It will have like, make sure you message so-and-so. Whatever goes in that time, that's what gets put in there. If I'm going to have Facebook time, when I come to visit all of you, I will write in, am I going to be on public channels or private channels? Which groups am I going to visit? I will put like, am I going live? Am I just coaching? Am I just like doing a drive-by where I'm just commenting and stuff? I make sure all of it's accounted so that I'm spending my time wisely. I'm not just spending time foolishly wondering why I'm not getting what I want. So you go through your day, you put your personal stuff down first, then you go through and you put all your work stuff in, and that's it. You celebrate after that. You celebrate and you follow. And then you have the freedom of knowing exactly what to do. Now, here's the last piece. I want to give you guys some keys. Number one is don't plan stuff back to back. So when I plan what's called white space. So if I'm going to do 90 minutes of work, then I make sure that I have a good 15 minutes before the next chunk starts. That gives me an opportunity to go to the bathroom. It lets me break my train of thought to switching over to something else. I also highly recommend that you don't plan more than 90-minute chunks. A lot of people do really well with planning either 30-minute time blocks, about 50-minute time blocks, or 90-minute time blocks. I have finally gotten to where I can do about a good 90-minute cycle before I notice my train of thought is wearing out. But start with 30 minutes. You can even break, like if you're working on one thing, you can say like the first 30-minute time block is on this one task. I'm going to come back in another 30-minute time block on this one task, and I'm going to put in a 5 or 10 minute break. And if you need to, set timers on your phone. There's nothing wrong with timing yourself to keep you on track. But if you're like, you know what, I just want to like do the easiest way possible, then just plan some chunks. Make sure you know exactly what's going to go in there, but always have some white space. Always have a little breather in there because you never know if you're going to need to run a little bit long, then you have a little bit of buffer there. I am going to encourage you though to make sure that you aren't running long in the beginning. If it says 30 minutes, you stop at 30 minutes, you take your break. You assign it to tomorrow to finish. This will teach you how to start working faster. It will also teach you, like, if you start noticing you're always running out of time, you're either not planning enough time or you need to evaluate how efficiently you're working. Sometimes what people notice is they will plan something to say take 30 minutes. It actually is taking them an hour. And when they look back, it's because they have distractions on. It's like, it really wouldn't take me 30 minutes, but if I was never getting a notification on my phone and I was shutting down my email and I wasn't just popping into Facebook to see what's going on or popping into my Slack to see what's going on, I would get more done. So it's a really good, like when you adhere to your plan, what happens is it's a really good opportunity for you to be able to go back and assess. So if you notice you're not following your plan, it's just like an overeat. We're not going to beat ourselves up for it, but what we are going to do is we're going to look at what was driving the behavior. What was I doing? Is there anything that I can level up? Is there anything that I can learn? The next thing is to have a container time. So when I plan my week, I always have a day where I have like what I call container time. Container time is there are times when I couldn't get things done, or maybe there was extra things that came up through the week and I did need to be a little flexible and shift some stuff. So I always put it in container time. And I think of that as just like, this is me cleaning up the week and getting things done. I usually plan it more towards the end of the week because what I don't want you doing is I don't want you thinking that this is just set in stone and that you never can be flexible or change things. I just want you to remember that if you're changing things, you need to always note that you're doing it and ask yourself, do I like my reason? Is this reason something that I want to put on repeat? If I'm people pleasing, afraid to tell somebody no or something, that's a no. I need to do thought downloads, models, and write about that stuff. I should get some coaching on that. But if it's like legit, like, you know, something really happened in the business, this did need my attention, I needed to move it, that's a decision that I'm glad I made. Then we want to make sure that we're acknowledging that sometimes we can move things around and we do it quite well. No running out of time. So this is what I was telling you. I want you learning as you go. This process, if you do it and give yourself, just like the 60-day planner, give yourself 2 to 3 months of doing this process, learn as you go. Just like I teach you guys when it comes to the planner, like you're not going to do everything right in the beginning. You're not going to learn the four basics and be like, boom, done. No emotional eating solved. I'm just going to lose all my weight. You're not going to do the same thing with time management either. What you're going to do when you're cutting the bullshit out of the time is I need to have a schedule so that I can see all the ways that I break my schedule. I need a schedule so that it triggers me when I'm not following it to investigate what's going on there. Why am I doing that? It's the same thing with like overeats. I need a 24-hour plan every single day so that if I'm overeating, I can investigate. I can see what's going on there. And then we have our roadmap that tells us these are the exact things we need to work on in order to get us to our goal of managing our time wisely, getting more done, getting the results we want in life, just like with our food. And then the last thing is, I want you to look at those patterns and excuses. That is your thought work time. That's exactly what I was telling you. These like mistakes, these times where we're not following the schedule, this is our opportunity to do thought work that we just need to do. This is not that we're broken or that we are not good at time management. This is the path to get us to being that person that we want to be who doesn't get stressed out anymore over time, who's never worrying they're going to run out of time, who doesn't sit there and like wish that the good Lord would crap an extra hour on them every day. This is what's going to teach you how to move forward, how to get better results. So I want you guys to just get started. I want you to make that first to-do list. I want you to time block your first weekly plan. And I want you to have a mindset of, I'm willing to watch my patterns and learn from myself just as much as I'm willing to do the same thing in my food. I promise you guys, when you start letting yourself plan your food and plan your time, you learn so much about yourself. And your life changes, and you wake up one day thanking yourself for doing this work.